مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I welcome you back to our program in which we speak, or in which I shall be discussing and telling you about the life of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, the final prophet and messenger. His name was none other than Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Now previously we spoke about the special characteristics of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, and today inshallah we shall be beginning the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, talking about the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned previously, sent many prophets and many messengers. The last and final messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the people is the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Most of these messengers were sent to the Bani Israel. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people of Makkatul Mukarramah. Now, one of the many reasons could be that Makkah was in between these two great empires, in between the Romans, the Byzantine Empire, and similarly the Persian Empire, the Sassanid Empire. And both the Byzantine Empire and the Sassanid Empire, they were both at war with each other. Makkatul Mukarramah was in between the two, yet it was out of the way, meaning people didn't consider those living in Makkatul Mukarramah to be anything special or to be anything. No, they were just a people who were out of the way doing their own thing, we can say. Now, as we have previously spoken about the special qualities of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm now telling you a little about Arabia, a little about Makkah. The Meccan individuals, they were brilliant horsemen too. In fact, they were the best of horsemen, and their horses were the best of horses too, my dear Islamic brothers. Subhanallah. On the other hand, the people of Makkah, they were ignorant. The people of Makkah, they were polytheists. So this is the atmosphere, you can say. This is the religion, this is the belief of the people to whom the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam was sent. But my dear Islamic brothers, there's one thing we need to understand, is the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the parents of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of the generations which connected the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam up until Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, they were all believers of one God. They were all believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in a way, they were all Muslims, my dear Islamic brothers and views of Madani channel. This is something we need to remember. Now I'm going to begin with the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No doubt the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam possessed the greatest and the most magnificent lineages, something that cannot be compared with anybody else's lineage. Why? Because this was the greatest of them all. I'm going to read out the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know his name was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His father was Abdullah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The father of Abdullah was Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The father of Abdul Muttalib was Hashim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The father of Hashim was Abd Munaf. The father of Abd Munaf was Qusay. The father of Qusay was Kilab. The father of Kilab was Murra. The father of Murra was Ka'b, whose father was Luwai, whose father was Ghalib, whose father was Fahr, whose father was Malik, whose father was Nadar, and Nadar was the son of Kinana. Now, this is approximately 15 generations of the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is a hadith in Sahih Muslim in which it states that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that from the children of Ismail alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed me in the best of people, meaning from the children of Kinana. From the children of Kinana, there were many tribes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed me in the best of them tribes. The best of them tribes was the Quraysh. From the Quraysh, there were sub-tribes, many sub-tribes, and from those sub-tribes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed me in the best of those, which was the Banu Hashim. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about Kinana, about the Quraysh, about the Banu Hashim. The Quraysh takes its name from an individual by the name of Fahr ibn Malik. This is approximately 12 generations, you could say upwards, from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Now, about Fahr ibn Malik, who was also a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it stated that he was an extremely noble, an extremely courageous, a very strong individual. And he was given the name of Quraysh. Now, we've all heard Quraysh. Where does this name come from? It is said that within the oceans, no doubt, which is vast and spacious, that there is a creature which goes by the name of Quraysh. This creature would overpower any other creature. Nothing could compare with this creature in terms of its strength. And for this reason, Fahr ibn Malik was given the name of Quraysh. There's also some poetry written about Quraysh, which states, "Wa Quraishun," and the Quraysh, "hiya allati taskunu al-bahra." It is that creature which lives in the ocean. "Biha sumiyat Quraishun Quraishun." And it is due to this creature, this strong creature, that the Quraysh were given this name of Quraysh. Now, as we know, there are many sub-tribes of the Quraysh. From amongst them, there is the Banu Zuhra, there is the Banu Asad, there is the Banu Hashim, which we shall be discussing. The Banu Hashim was the greatest of them all, and this was the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself. So the Quraysh takes its name 12 generations up from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But the Banu Hashim, this comes from Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whose father's name was Abdullah. Abdullah radiallahu anhu, whose father's name was Abdul Muttalib. He radiallahu anhu, his father's name was Hashim. This is where we get the Banu Hashim tribe from. It comes from Hashim. Now, the name of Hashim, his name was not initially Hashim, it was Amr. But it's mentioned that he too was a noble individual, an extremely noble individual. And no doubt, all of the lineage of the Prophet ﷺ, it is replete with noble people. But Hashim's real name was in fact Amr. Where did he gain this name Hashim from? It said that he was very generous, he was extremely generous. He was very kind to the people. He would always provide for the people. Once Arabia was struck with a famine, people began to become extremely thirsty. They didn't possess any water to quench their thirst. neither did they have any food to cater for their hunger. So it's said about this individual by the name of Amr, who was the father of Abdul Muttalib, who was given the name Hashim. It said that in order to cater for these people, in order to provide for these people, because he cared for them so much, it said that he went all the way to Syria to buy food. He bought food, he returned to Makkah al-Mukarramah as quickly as he could in order to feed the people. What would he do? He would stand at the side of the main routes from which pilgrims would travel to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he would feed them bread and he would provide them with other food. For this reason he was granted this title or this name Hashim, so much so that many people do not know their real name, which was Amr in fact, but they became known as Hashim. And their children became known as the Banu Hashim. So what we need to understand is that Abdul Muttalib, who was the son of the Hashim, he was also the chief of the tribe of the Banu Hashim. No doubt he possessed much power and wealth also, which came with power in them days. And he was an extremely noble person. Now, what do we know about Abdul Muttalib, who was the son of Hashim? Abdul Muttalib himself was a very God-fearing person. He was a very pious person. He feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He only believed in one God. Now, it said about Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he married a noble woman by the name of Salma. And together they had many children. One from amongst them was Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the father of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So now we come to know the lineage of the father of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and similarly that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. There's a few names I would like you to remember. So one, we had Muhammad, who was sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who was the son of Abdullah. You need to remember the name Abdullah. This was the father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father was Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdul Muttalib. And his father's name was Hashim. It will be extremely important and also very beneficial for you if you are to remember these four names, because throughout our seerah we shall continue to mention these names inshallah ta'ala. Now this was the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his father's side. Let's listen to the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his mother's side. The beloved mother of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, her name was Amina. Her father's name was Wahab. She went by the name of Amina ibn Wahab. So her father's name was Wahab. Wahab was the son of Abd Munaf. Abd Munaf was the son of Zuhra. Zuhra was the son of Kilab, and Kilab was the son of Murra. So here, seven generations up, or eight for the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his father's side, the lineage of the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lineage of the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they both meet seven generations up. And just as we mentioned for the father's side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they were all believers, they believed in one God, this is the same for the lineage of the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They too were all believers, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only God, and none of them ever worshipped any idols. So my dear Islamic brothers, seven generations up is where the father and the mother's lineage meets. And this meets where at Murrah, who was the son of Ka'b. So we learn from this that both the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were both from the tribe of the Quraysh. Why? Because the tribe of the Quraysh was 12 generations up, by Fahr ibn Malik. So they were both Quraysh, but they were not both from the sub-tribe of the Banu Hashim, no. The father of the Prophet ﷺ was from the tribe of the Banu Hashim, yet the mother of the Prophet ﷺ, if you go five generations up, she was from the tribe of the Banu Zuhra, who take their name from Zuhra ibn Kilab. Now both of these tribes are no doubt noble tribes, they're no doubt great tribes. And the father of both these two great individuals, the beloved mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the beloved father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they were both from noble tribes, and they were both from the Quraysh, but the father was from the Banu Hashim and the mother was from the Banu Zuhra. Now just as the father of Abdullah, meaning the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdul Muttalib, was the chieftain, was the head of the tribe of the Banu Hashim, similarly from the mother's side, the maternal grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning Wahab, he too was the chieftain and the head of his tribe, the Banu Zuhra. And it said that whilst traveling, they had come across the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was extremely beautiful, and he possessed some sort of light, some sort of beauty which was extraordinary. And so Wahab, upon having seen his beautiful qualities, his noble characteristics, his great etiquette, he wished to marry his own daughter to Abdullah, who was the son of Abdul Muttalib. So on the one hand, the son of the tribe of Banu Hashim, on the other hand, the daughter of the chieftain of the Banu Zuhra, they married each other, my dear Islamic brothers, and these were the parents of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib and Hazrat Amina binte Wahab radhiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. There's one thing we need to understand, since we are talking about the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I mentioned that they were all Muslim. Now it has been stated about the parents of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam in many ahadith that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam had brought his parents back to life and asked them to recite the kalima-i shahada, to bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Yes, they were believers initially, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had brought them back to life. Why? In order they may attain the rank of the sahaba. So in order to attain this rank, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had brought his parents back to life, one of the many miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they had again accepted Islam and pledged allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So this is in fact quite beautiful, that alhamdulillah and subhanallah, not only were the parents of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam Muslims, my dear Muslim brothers, yes they were Muslims, but also they attained the rank of being from the ashab of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Amina and Hazrat Abdullah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, both great individuals, they marry. And he said that the age of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his age was approximately 24. So he was approximately 24 years old when he married the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Amina radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. And a Arab poet, him praising the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Lahun nasbul ali falisa kamithlihi." حسيب نسيب منعم متكرم. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam possesses the greatest of lineages, the most noble. فَلَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ, and it is such that it has no misal. Meaning, there is nothing that can compare to the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of honor, in terms of dignity, in terms of respect, and in terms of blessings. Please join us for our next episode also for now, my dear Islamic brothers. Please do not forget to recite the Durood constantly upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan. Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala